Welcome to First Friday for November 2007. The First Friday is produced by the Georgia Department of Defense with news about the Georgia Army National Guard, Georgia Air National Guard, and Georgia State Defense Force. In this edition, the 48th Infantry Brigade Combat Team gets a new commander. Joint Task Force 781 SURF P is validated and designated as combat ready. And the Georgia Guard pins its newest general. All these stories and more are coming up, but first. The 13,000-member Georgia National Guard welcomed a new leader during a traditional military ceremony at Atlanta's Fort McPherson. Governor Sonny Perdue officiated over the transfer of command as Major General William T. Nesbitt became the state's 41st Adjutant General. The ceremony brought an end to the tenure of Lieutenant General David B. Poitras, who has been the Adjutant General since 1999. General Poitras is retiring from the military to enter private business. Major General Nesbitt is looking forward to the opportunity given him, however bittersweet.
I really hate to see General Poitras go. He's been such a great leader of our organization and done so much for us. I want to do my best to set the conditions for success. When I do that, the soldiers will perform magnificently as they always have.
Major General Nesbitt previously served as commander of the Georgia Army National Guard and in 2006 was appointed by Governor Perdue as the director of Georgia's Office of Homeland Security. Colonel Lawrence E. Dutney, Jr., Director of the Joint Staff, was promoted in early October to the rank of Brigadier General. As the commander of the 48th Brigade since November of 2006, Brigadier General Dutney led the brigade through its recent transition from a heavy mechanized unit to a light infantry brigade as part of the U.S. Army's transformation to a highly mobile expeditionary force. Major General William T. Nesbitt says the transition, although difficult, has been a success.
Colonel Dudney's leadership kept the brigade motivated. The brigade has grown. Since it came back, it's over strength. All the numbers look great. The retention is great, and morale is high. So he's done a tremendous job in leading the brigade through a difficult recovery from the mobilization. Can't say enough good things about Colonel Dudney. He's just a great person and a great leader.
Brigadier General Dudney's awards and decorations include the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart. He also received the Valley Forge Cross of Heroism from the National Guard Association of the United States for his actions on 9/11 while assigned to the Pentagon. Colonel Lee K. Durham accepted command of Georgia's 4,500-member 48th Infantry Brigade Combat Team at a military change of command ceremony held in Macon. Durham replaces Brigadier General Lawrence E. Dutney, Jr. Durham comes to the brigade from assignment as the Special Assistant to the Commanding General at Fort Benning. He has a doctorate in law from Washburn University. Major General William T. Nesbitt says that Colonel Durham has much to offer the 48th Brigade.
Colonel Durham brings us a lot of experience as a light infantryman, and the brigade is going from a heavy infantry brigade to a light brigade. He also comes from his most recent assignment being the National Guard advisor to the infantry school, the infantry center in Fort Benning, so he knows where to go to get the training and the doctrine and that kind of thing. So he's just the right person to lead through the transformation.
The 48th Brigade has subordinate units located in more than 30 communities throughout Georgia. Georgia's newest unit has been certified as combat ready. The Adjutant General has signed a memorandum designating SURF P as ready to fight after receiving validation from the Chief of the National Guard Bureau. Georgia's Joint Task Force 781st Chemical, Biological, Radiological, Nuclear, and High Yield Explosive Enhanced Response Force Package is Georgia's rapid response organization and is now ready to respond to emergencies throughout an 8-state southeast region for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. More than 300 military and civic leaders, along with family and friends, gathered to pay tribute to Lieutenant General David B. Poitras, Georgia's Adjutant General, who retires later this year. The event was hosted at the National Museum of Patriotism in Atlanta. Among the presentations was a $10,000 donation in General Poitras' name to the National Guard Youth Challenge Foundation from Atlanta businessman and Youth Challenge Academy supporter Sonny Park. General Poitras announced that the money would be used, in part, to fund YCA scholarships in the name of Mr. Park, Mrs. Elizabeth Poitras, and Mrs. Charlene Anderson. And that's the First Friday Briefing Podcast for November 2007. First Friday is produced by the Georgia Department of Defense, Directorate of Communication. If you have comments or questions, we welcome them. Email us at doc, that's D-O-C, at ga.ngb.army.mil. I'm First Lieutenant Selena Owens. Thanks for listening.